Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Feels good. We love our city. Gold 92.5.
Oh, what a big podcast we got for you. Friday show.
This is jam-packed. This is full to the brim. This is 1.5 glasses of full cream dairy milk.
Ah, oh, how good. How delicious.
Yes, it is. And Benny, you got a bit of chafing over the...
Let's just get to the point.
Yesterday.
Yes, I did. We walked a long way raising money for the kids. I did it for the kids. I stuck it out, but we walked 42 Ks and I did not have the right short situation.
So we'll ask the Gold Coast pretty much how... Have they ever suffered a bout of chafing? The worst chafing you've ever got. Oh.
And there's a few questionable remedies that have, you know, been suggested, so we'll get to those.
Also, I have a new family member. Haven't been able to talk about her for quite a while, but now she's all legal and ready to go. I can. And
what do you mean legal? Did you smuggle her into the country?
I don't understand it.
Oh, you met my beautiful new family member this morning.
All right.
I still don't understand.
What do you think?
Me? I think you're mad.
I know, but you know, it's a good mad.
Bridges' new family member revealed, and also it's caused some outrage online. Social media has gone into meltdown
because
there's been suggestions that a wife gets things done around the house by offering things around the house.
Well, if it helps get stuff done right.
Yes.
Just get it done.
It's being called chore play. We want to know, what did you get done?
Well, what did it cost you?
What did you get done for offering things to get done? Yeah, that's all coming up on the podcast, which starts now. It's Bridge and Spider.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
The home of the Gold Coast Suns. He's here.
He is Stewie Jew, the coach of the Gold Coast Suns. Good morning, Stewie. Now, big game tomorrow against North Melbourne, but a couple of big ins, which is fantastic.
Yeah, good morning to everyone. Thanks for having me.
Always.
I wasn't in last week. It's a bit harder over the phone.
We missed you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, we'll move on. But yeah, this week is, a couple of good, obviously, Tuuk Miller and Jared Harbrow back in, and which is good, a couple of our leadership group members, and welcome them back.
It's always tough when you're playing against a side, North Melbourne, who, you know, struggling throughout the year, but then they turn over the coach, and for some reason, a different voice, or is it a different message? The boys just seem, they seem to just turn their season around, and North Melbourne did that last weekend.
Yeah, for sure. And they're quite an experienced side, really, when you look at their list. And quite often when a new coach comes in, people are playing for their career and they get a fresh start as well. So some players that may have been on the outer get a bit of a sniff that they can resurrect their career.
So how do you think you're going to go? I mean, and I want to know, first of all, before I ask this, is it an omen? Who do you go for in the State of Origin, being an Adelaidean? Who do you go for in the State of Origin?
Yeah, well, it has to be Queensland now, obviously, but we live here. So
okay, good.
But, I didn't get to watch it.
Okay. I went for the first time.
Because
it's unbelievable.
Tommy organised a club function on that night. So
Tommy,
he's here as well.
Shaking his head. That's bravo, mate. That's like having a wedding on the grand final weekend.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. How do you have a function Tommy. On State of Origin night when you're in Queensland?
I must say it was one of the best club functions. So we had, we got a group team 22 who obviously helped. I support the players financially and mentors. And
great.
We watched Rocket Man at Gold Class, so it was one of the better ones I've had.
Sure, Elton John or State of Origin.
Look, we love, but we love the 20, it was good. We love Club 22 and we love all the support they give all the players. And we do, and look, their support is worth their weight in gold. But when it's Origin versus
Elton.
I could see the glow of some phones and everyone was checking their the score.
That's like a competition we'd do. That'd be the dud. Origin or Elton. We're joking. Tommy, poor thing, he's going redder as well.
No, it wasn't Tom. I'm just throwing him under the bus.
There we go.
Would have got the cinema cheap.
There we go. Well, hey, it could be a good omen for the weekend, though, if you're a Queenslander. You know, you went for Queensland.
Yep.
That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, need your help with Ben. Didn't listen to our advice yesterday. No. We walked over 40 k's
from Buck, he knows better.
Broadbeach to Tweed. Tweed Heads Bowls Club we ended up at? Oh, no.
I didn't say I knew better. I was just in denial about how much it was going to hurt.
Smarmy McSmarmface didn't plan ahead or wear any skins or anything. Any advice?
Chafing. That's a rookie error.
Well, thank you. That's not advice.
Have you ever got chafing?
Yeah, obviously. But you learn your lesson, don't you? Like early on in your life, I may have been 17 one day and got chafed. So from then on, you actually prepare.
Yeah.
My best advice did Kokoda Trail when I went to Hawthorn, and best advice was take Barocca to put in the water.
Yep.
To make sure that you don't get sick, because you're drinking about 8 to 10 litres a day.
Okay.
And then take a big tub of petroleum jelly for every morning,
Vaseline.
And then reapply at lunchtime, and then nighttime as well.
Okay, so that worked a treat. Did everyone else do that?
Half of the group did, and then obviously in the morning we were able to swap, rations, because we got rations for the day. So
the food,
the players that didn't have it and were obviously struggling with chafe you could get a muesli bar for a one finger swipe. Or you could get a muesli bar and a warm Coke from the next village for 2 fingers. So it was quite the currency on the Kokoda Trail. It was a bit like prison in the morning. Everyone's going, who's got Vass? I'll swap you this.
Oh, no.
The trade-off of Vaseline.
All right. Well, Stewie, thank you for that. 13, 27, 10. Do we want suggestions for how to fix me, or do we want the worst chafing story? Bridge, over to you.
Oh, no, the worst chafing story.
The worst chafing story and how you got it. We got Suns tickets for you, so it's worth it. What do you reckon, Stewie?
Yeah,
yours is funny.
Yeah. Okay, and if you tell us the best story, you'll be heading along to the Pirate Life deck. So not just tickets,
this is
that's
awesome.
A good spot.
That's it. There's a grazing buffet. There's halftime footy snacks. There's all sorts of awesome stuff there. 13, 27, 10. Worst story for chafe.
Yeah. Thanks, Stewie. Good luck tomorrow. 4:45, Metricon Stadium. Make sure you get there. We're going to be out there. It's going to be huge.
Thank you.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Always good to check in with the leader of the free world. We've got a direct line to him.
Very busy week for this man. All the way from my homeland, Ireland. Almost on his way out of Europe. Good morning, President Trump.
Good morning, Bridge and Spider. Yes, almost out. I decided to stay one more night in Ireland for security and convenience sake. In no way was I trying to promote my Trump International Golf Club at beautiful Doonbeg, Ireland, where right now you can play around for 18 holes, a measly $300. Very, very affordable. No, it's such a privilege for you to have me on again. It really is.
Oh, yes, of course. And we appreciate you calling from your historic visit, sir.
You know, frankly, it's not that amazing, guys. Because in Britain, they had nothing to watch on TV there. I just tell you, they have four channels, and no subtitles for that horrible accent of theirs. Very hard to understand. I mean, they really butcher my American language. They really do. And don't get me started on the French people not using deodorant, okay? Believe me.
Yeah, well, they're the same everywhere, I think. But, sir, can you just clarify, you're in England, I think, for a few days, for 3 days, was it? And we saw a lot of photos of protesters there as well.
Yes.
Oh, that's fake news, guys. Fake news. The people love me there. They love me. Those people were just booing some soccer team like Manchester or Arsenal or Manchester's Arsenal or Liverpool's. Somebody's Arsenal. That's all I know.
President Trump, how was your state visit with Queen Elizabeth? Yeah. I'm dying to ask you.
You know what? She's the same queen that I remember from our last visit. A pint-sized geriatric woman in a flower-printed housecoat and hat who smells like mothballs. Okay? Frankly, I wish I was meeting with the other Queen of England, because I'm a huge Elton John fan. I mean, who doesn't love Benny and the Jets, am I right?
Well, looking at it, you've trip to Buckingham Palace. None of us have been there, but you actually had the whole family have the experience there. Is that right?
Yes, they did. It was very special. And, you know, if I do say so myself, I was really incredibly handsome in my tuxedo. I looked like a young, vibrant Martin Sheen with a little less chin cleavage. I really did. And then at the state dinner, I was surrounded by my beautiful children and my son, Eric. Now, the good news is he didn't try tickling the red soldier guy with the black fuzzy hat outside like he did last year. That's the bullet there.
Woo! And, yes, now, you also had tea with Prince Charles and Camilla. How did that go?
Oh, it was fantastic, Reg. You should have been there. And you have to love Charles. I mean, he didn't seem to mind that I used his ears as coat hangers.
Oh!
Really. And after we finished our scones, Charles and I played fetch with Camilla. Impressive woman. Oh. She can do it all. She can shake hands, roll over, play dead. And she can even wake Charles up from a nap when he has low blood sugar. Oh. Very well trained.
Well, let's talk a bit about Australia at the moment, President Trump. That's why we get you on here. But you've considered putting some tariffs on us.
Australia, my favorite country when I'm talking live with Australians. Mm. Okay, not true. I would never punish the people of Australia with a tariff, okay? Oh. After all, they brought us one of the most beloved heroes in the history of cinema, Mel Gibson.
Yes.
Oh, no, sorry, sir, but Mel was actually born in New York.
Oh, my mistake. I meant to say Michael Caine.
Oh, no, no, he's British, isn't he?
No, oh, wait a minute. Charlize Theron. Yeah.
Yeah, she's South African.
Liam Neeson.
I reckon he's Irish. What are you
doing? Okay, look, we could play this game all day. The point is, I'll tariff you guys, okay? I won't tariff you guys. I reserve that kind of childish, reactionary behavior for SO countries. You know, like China, Mexico, New Jersey.
Thank you very much for calling again. We know you are overseas and you've had a busy, busy week, President Trump.
Hey, not a problem, Bridge and Spider Monkey. I just built the station for the call. Stay huge, Gold Coast.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Joining us from Mullumbimby. I'm sure it's a little bit colder as soon as you get over the border. Miss Ellen, is it colder? Miss Ellen Briggs.
I don't think it is. It was actually warmer at our house.
Was it?
I just saw some people. I saw a guy walking his kid to school with,
yes.
He had gloves on and beanies, and I was like, go you Queenslanders.
Oh,
you
know,
drop them below 20 and the gloves come out.
Hanging to wear them too, gagging since January to bring them out.
I know, yeah, he's had them in there ready to go.
What's happening?
Well, we had a really big storm in Mullumbimby on the weekend.
Did you?
And yeah, big like a big electrical storm, which you know, they're normally in summer, but it was a winter one.
Mm.
And I saw on Facebook, we have this friend who has this amazing dog called Toby, who he really loves, right? And that dog was given to him when he was with his wife and they broke up, and it's really all he got.
Okay.
The dog.
Right,
hey, but that's priceless.
It's better than nothing.
Well, it's probably really all I would want if we broke up. We used to argue. I'd say to my husband, if we broke up, you're taking the kids.
Yeah.
I'm having the dog. Anyway, this gorgeous Toby, which is a black and white border collie, had gone missing.
Oh, no.
I know. And so my husband and I are in the car. We're driving around and I see Toby, right, and it's still pouring rain. I see Toby on this porch of this house and I go, that's Toby, quick, pull over. So I get out in the pouring rain. I'm stoked. I'm like, Toby, come here. And Toby comes, you know, I'm like, oh, my God,
aww,
I'm going to be the hero. And this man comes out of the house and goes, what are you doing? And I said, oh, this is Toby. This is my friend's dog. And he goes, it's not Toby, that's Chloe. It's my dog.
You dog napper.
I was fully going to take that dog. Good news, though, Toby was found, just not by me.
Well, being a mum, not only of twins, how old are your twins, Miss
They're
Ellen?
18 now.
18. Oh. So out of the woods with having to worry about them, obviously.
Well, no, I don't think so.
When do you reckon you'll get out of the woods of worrying about your chairs?
No.
My daughter's 20. Well, I think she's been 24 for about 3 years now. I just say she's 24. So much easier. But every time she's suddenly, she always rings. You see her ring, what does she want?
Yes.
Why does she want?
And you'd still worry about her, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't think you ever stop worrying.
No, she worries about you because it's like Ab Fab. She's really the switched on, organised together child,
yeah, right.
And she has a man-child father.
Yeah, okay. So she worries about you.
Yes.
Yeah. But you do. You still worry.
Mm.
And one of my kids, I've got one of those fully sick kids, you know, who's got the car that makes the stupid noises and it's got LED lights and yeah.
That'd really blend in Mullum too, wouldn't it?
Oh, they
drift.
Love him.
Drift on your property.
He drifts.
Yeah, he loves it. Anyway, poor thing, spends all his money on this car and he was at work and someone smashed into his car.
I know.
Anyway, the guy, and it's an old car, so it wasn't easy to fix, but the guy who did it, he, you know, we got in contact and he was really lovely.
Oh.
And he said, you know, when I got out and saw the car and saw the P plate, I was like, oh, wow, this kid loves this car. And I said, this is how much he loves the car. Like, we were in it once and he was talking about the car. And I said, do you ever think about girls or do you just think about this car? And he goes, I'll think about them if they're in my car.
Clunks.
Yeah. Anyway, the guy, it was all fine. He was going to fix it through the insurance company, but he said, look, I'd like to get your son something. You know, is he sort of into anything? And I said, yeah, amazingly, he's right into really nice Shiraz.
Really?
No, but I am. Got a very expensive bottle out of that one.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Yeah, okay. Kids have been dropped off. We can now talk about this. Mm. All right, everyone. And moms, if you just dropped the kids off to school, dads, ready?
Morning.
Chore play. There's been this big hullabaloo from this social media influencer who said she gets stuff done around the house by promising stuff. You know what I mean? She promises chore play, which means she'll help you out, she'll help her hubby out.
Chores in exchange for...
Yeah, okay.
So you vacuum the floor and that might get you to first base. So, you vacuum the whole floor and you mop it and you wipe a window and that will get you home run.
Yes. Now, we're not going to get into the sexist part of, this is bad, or gee, 1950s, why should they get rewarded? Look, sometimes to get stuff done, okay, sometimes this can happen. That's where you, John Blackman from Saturday right now, Beth.
You like that one?
Yeah, I do. So, okay, we've got a meat tray up for grabs here.
How appropriate.
13:27:10, thanks to Andrew and the gang at Love Days, quality meats. Yes.
Best sausages here on the Gold Coast.
And Love
Days quality meats. Treetops Plaza in Burleigh.
We don't want to get into the sexist side of it.
No.
But look, what have you got done that way? I've got a story for you, quick one.
Yeah.
A couple I used to live with in Cairns, Nikki and Corey.
Morning.
And
g'day, Nikki and Corey.
Nikki and Corey, great couple. And she said, you know what? I'll help you out. I want some pot plants and I want you to plant them. For every pot plant that you go and buy and that you plant, I will reward you with...
Okay. Yes,
chore
whatever.
Play. Chore play. Okay? Corey hired a... He got. A, he went to Bunnings or wherever. He hired a trailer and brought home about 50 pot plants. And she looked at me and went, oh, no. I said, hey, I'm just going to clear out for about a week. Okay? So that's the stories we're after. 13:27:10, when you've gone, you know what, I'm just going to have to. We don't want to know the chore.
No,
the chore play.
Yes.
Just want to know what was done.
What
for
you achieved. Yeah. What you accomplished. 13:27:10, best caller, wins a meat tray.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
This is going off all over Instagram, isn't it, Bridge, and social media?
Oh, that's a social influencer, and she's calling it chore play, where she has her husband is will only do stuff around the house for chores, so to speak, in the boudoir, so to speak. Okay, Evan's going off about it, and yes, no, it's 1950s, why should we reward... Hey, if it makes everyone happy and if you've been begging for stuff, you know, to get done, like the toilet at home that's been without tiles now in my place for a long time.
Well, you have to start negotiating better.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get what needs to be done.
I wonder if it's ever gone the other way.
What do you mean?
Nah.
If a guy really wants something done.
Oh, I get you. Right. 13:27:10.
Jodie,
you don't reckon? What did you want to say on this?
I just want to say that I can never, ever write a chore list around my house without it having extra add-ons by my husband.
Well, so he wants to do more chores, does he? Is that what's...
Oh, look, let's say that his chore list needs to be priority before the actual real stuff gets done.
I see. He adds those little extra chores for you to do first. I get it.
Yes. But and he won't do anything until that's done. I don't think that's right.
Shouldn't it be pay for, you know, services after the fact? Like, you don't pay
that's
in
right.
advance.
Not in his world.
Obviously a good negotiator.
All right, you got Sue in Upper Coomera. Chore play, what have you got done for getting stuff done, so to speak?
Yep.
Sue, hello.
Happened?
Hello, Sue.
Maybe she's engaging in it.
Okay, well, Sue said she made...
Hi. Hey.
There we are.
I'm here.
Okay, so what have you got done to get stuff done?
I built a house many years ago and I needed the outside of it landscaped and done, so I made a voucher book for my husband.
Oh, yeah.
And what his chores got done, he got to pick a voucher.
Oh.
Say No More.
Say No More.
Choose Your Own Adventure books. I used to have those.
Yeah.
There we go. Everyone slept very well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so
well,
thank you.
That's
for
a good idea. A lot of effort into a voucher book, like those entertainment books. Yes. I buy those every year.
No, they're good. You can actually buy birthday cards. I did that for Jamie recently. Went, oh, there's some effort in that now. You can get back to book.
You cannot.
Yes, you can. Okay, Kelsey and Mudjuba, hello. What did
hello.
You get done and what did you get done for getting it done? Lots of getting it done.
Yeah, just get it done.
You can. Just listen to us, Kelsey. Don't listen to the radio. Just listen to us.
Yep.
Just turn that down, hun.
What happened? What did you get done?
So my husband and I were doing the gardens at our place and he was refusing to do it. You know, complained. Yeah. And I told him for every pebble he did, he would get something in return.
Every pebble?
Every pebble?
Every pebble.
Every pebble.
That sounds like it would slow down getting the garden done.
He was out there pretty quick.
How big were the pebbles?
Pretty, not that big.
This is an SOS call from Kelsey's bedroom. She hasn't been out of for 10 years. Help.
Hey, Kelsey, thank you for your call. We're going to distract your husband with barbecue to cook. You got a voucher for Love Day's Quality Meats at Treetops Plaza in Burley, all righty?
Awesome, thank you.
And for every sausage he cooks, nothing.
Yep. That's it. Home of the Gold Coast best sausages.
She doesn't want any more.
Okay. All right, Al Dobie.
Thanks, Kels.
Is coming up next.
Al.
Al would have... Do you reckon? What do you reckon?
Oh, he's not a good negotiator.
Hello.
No, I'm a bit worried because it's Spider that goes over and does all the chores for hours. So
what's happening?
You have done all his hedges. You've mowed his lawns. About,
no, he has never mowed my lawn.
Oh, he's cut your grass though, mate, by the sounds of it.
Oh, no. Never done that.
Okay, what's coming up with you today?
We are going to play more of the Gold Coast Only Feel Good playlist, and we're going to kick it off with another great... I love highlighting the 80s because so many gems came out of the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this song? Every time that you... Good sing-along, right? Walk in the
room. Is it a Friday fun one?
That isn't a Friday fun one.
That's a fun one, though.
But this is the Friday fun one that we've got coming up.
Delight.
Yep, that's right. Groove is in the heart. So those Friday fun ones to get into the weekend.
Ah, oh, what
feeling
was her name?
Good.
Miss someone. Anyway, she was amazing.
I'm not sure.
It's good. Let's Google it after the show in our own time, eh?
Thanks, Al.
Okay.
Oh, so good.
All right, we'll leave you to it. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you Monday.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.